Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's no other book in the Bible that begins like this book. It begins with God. No other book begins like that. Now we see Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We see in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But no other book began like this book, where absolutely just from the very first word, God. Why is that important? Well, because there was no need to prove the existence of God to the Hebrew people. The Hebrew people, above every other people that's ever been born, if any other group of people would know who God is. I'm talking about the true and living God. Psalm 14:1 reads this: "The fool has said in his own heart, there is no God." But the Hebrew people, they knew about God. They knew about the God of their fathers. They existed. No people ever lived who had more proof that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived. And God's dealing with the people of Israel was proof positive that there was a true and a living God. Moses, the deliverance from Egypt, you know, the burning bush and crossing the Red Sea, and Joshua, the Jordan River, how he conquered all of Canaan. That goes on. We're reading the book of Daniel, studying the book of Daniel, and on Thursday mornings. By the way, I'd encourage everybody to come at 10 o'clock. I missed it for two. Is it still 10 o'clock, brother? Yeah, 10 o'clock, okay? We're studying the book of Daniel. They knew about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how God delivered them out of the fire. They knew the God of Daniel, how Daniel was delivered from the den of the lions. So you didn't have to prove to the Hebrew people that there was a God. So he said God. And then he goes on, "Who at sundry times and in divers manners." Now, just as you read this, you kind of think, well, he's talking about the same thing. Divers times and different manners. No, no, no. It's two different things. When he talks about at sundry times, literally is talking about not time as we know it, but the process in which God delivered his message to the Old Testament prophets. In other words, throughout all the Old Testaments, God spoke to his people over a period of time, over 1,500 years. He just didn't give it all to Adam at one time. He just didn't give it all to Abraham and Moses and Abraham and to David. You see the point? At different times, he spoke to different people. By the way, he only told them what they needed to know. Let that sink in. He only told Abraham what he needed to know. Abraham didn't get to know what King David knew or Daniel knew or Isaiah knew. Are you following the thought? Put it up to the year 2023. Aren't you happy I didn't say 2022? I'm just wrote in the check, my tithe check this morning. I had to make sure I put 2023 on it again. Anyway, God sometimes only tells you what you need to know. You need to throw the whole thing on you, just what you need to know. So at different times, I have no, through Noah and Abraham, he just gave them that message for what they needed at different times. And notice the next phrase is in diverse manners. Now, diverse manners is the different ways that God spoke to his prophets and through his people. In other words, remember in the Garden of Eden, how did God speak to Adam? And face to face, in an audible voice. He literally spoke to Adam face to face. He did the same way with Moses. How about Samuel? Remember? "Speak, Lord, thy servant hears." Sometimes he spoke to people in an audible voice. Other times in dreams. Joseph, Jacob, he spoke to some men in their dreams. Other times in visions. Ezekiel would be an example. Isaiah, in visions. Now, what is the difference between a dream and a vision? We kind of think of them in the same way, but they're two different things. Dreams are when people were asleep. Okay, literally, they're talking about Joseph when he was sleeping. You know, he dreamed about that Jacob. Remember, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. He was asleep. Literally, when they were asleep, God appeared to them in a dream. A vision is when they were awake. They were not sleeping. They were wide awake. God appeared to Isaiah and Ezekiel in a vision. They weren't. Are y'all following? There's a difference between the two, a dream and a vision. So, and he speak through people, sometimes through angels. In the Old Testament, we see that through the prophets and men of God, God would send angels. And also in a still, small voice. Who was that that God spoke to in a still, small voice? Elijah. So we see that the Bible, Paul is telling God, who at sundry times, that process, and in different, diverse manners. He spoke to him in different ways. Now, it's important to understand this because we get in verse number 2, and it'll really come to light why Jesus is so much better. He spoke to him in different ways in the Old Testament. Spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. We know what a prophet was. There's no more prophets today. I know you may go by church signs and they say prophet so-and-so, prophet so-and-so. There's no prophets, no more apostles today. But a prophet was one who speaks for God. These were tremendous men of God who had a tremendous message. But they had flaws and they only had partial revelations from God. None of them were perfect. So that's why it's so important to understand this very first verse. In the times past, remember he's speaking to these Jewish believers. In the times past, God spoke different ways unto the fathers by the prophets. Notice he said, didn't say he spoke to the fathers. He went from the prophets to the fathers. Are you following? Very important to understand that. He didn't speak straight to the people of Israel. He used people, prophets, and great men to bring his message. Why is that so important? Because in verse 2, hath in these last days, stop, before you go any farther. This book was written about in the AD 60s sometime, because we know the temple was in AD 70. So since AD 60, 62, 65, whatever you put, they've been living in the last days. Isn't that interesting? The word last days is that word we get eschatology from. I've been telling you, since Christ ascended into heaven. Remember in Acts chapter number 1, and the apostles that was watching him ascend into heaven, two men were standing here. And why did Pharaoh say, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing, looking in the clouds? This same Jesus, as you've seen him ascend, will return to you. They were living in the last days when Jesus ascended. The apostle Paul was looking for the coming of Christ during his day. In the last days, some almost 2,000 years ago, people have been looking for the coming of Christ. Amen, preacher. Remember we're in the book of Revelation, the imminent mentality? Here Paul even mentioned it, in these last days. Okay, that just a throw in. And has spoken in times past, well, in these last days. Let me throw something to you. I missed one. The Old Testament is the New Testament enfolded. And the New Testament is the Old Testament unfolded. I want you to get that. We talked about the Old Testament in verse number 1, about in times past. In verse number 2, but in these last days, the New Testament is that Old Testament, what the prophets talked about from Genesis to Malachi. Speaking of Jesus, it's unfolded in the New Testament. And we see that in these last days. Here's the key. Is now spoken unto us by his Son. No longer to the prophets. It's no longer through the prophets. In these last days, is spoken unto us by his Son. Jesus Christ did not just bring a message from God. Here's the important point here. He did not just bring a message from God. Jesus Christ was the message of God. The very message of God was found in Jesus Christ. While the other prophets brought a message from God, you see the difference? Man, I ought to make you shout when you see this, the difference here. In verse number 1, they brought a message from God. In verse number 2, he is the message of God. He is God, very God. Really, Jesus is God's message to mankind.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.